Let's beach off.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety.
Is everything okay?
You were in my son.
Power stays in the shadows.
Unlikely.
It was scary, yeah.
Literally scared to death?
That's my weakness.
I don't think so.
Movie news.
Nobody's gonna notice you, that's your job. No offense.
With Gareth Daly.
I mean, some taking.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Where are we starting?
Good afternoon. Yeah, well, I was reading this week a feature piece in Variety, which was sort of going into, I suppose, some of the greatest directors from the 1970s and 80s. And that's not to stop there, because they make great movies in the 90s and noughties as well. But they're sort of well into their 70s and 80s now in terms of age, and that's not slowing them down. So they were kind of talking really about cinema legends Martin Scorsese and Steven Spielberg, who are making progress on several new projects they intend to direct. So, first up, it's Spielberg, 77 years of age, reportedly likely to make his next project a sort of UFO film based on his own original idea. Ooh. Of course, that's been a successful genre for him in the past, as we know. But he's also got writer David Coop on board to write the screenplay, would have been involved with the likes of Jurassic Park. Now, over to Scorsese, and he's got two projects on the way that he plans to shoot sort of back to back. One is a previously announced Jesus movie.
Yeah.
And then the other is a Frank Sinatra biopic.
An interesting casting there, right, for the Frank Sinatra?
Interesting. Yeah, he's got Leonardo DiCaprio interested and Jennifer Lawrence as well, set to play his second wife, Ava Gardner, in the film, which, yeah, is Sony are kind of interested in developing. And then the other project as well, the one that he's looking to shoot later this year, he's got Andrew Garfield and Miles Teller interested in that one as well.
Wow.
And you know what? The two of them are collaborating also on a Cape Fear TV series for Apple TV, which they're both going to executive produce.
There's no stopping them, is the bottom line there.
No stopping either of them at this stage.
Very good. Now, you have some casting news for us. Now You See Me, we're getting another installment.
Yeah, we are. This is going to be the third installment in this franchise now. Ariana Greenblatt is set to join the ensemble cast, which already includes the original cast members from the film, the first films, which had Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Isla Fisher, and Dave Franco. No word yet whether Morgan Freeman or Mark Ruffalo will be back in the lineup as well. Ruben Fleischer is directing the movie, which once again delves into the world of the illusionists and the quartet known as the Four Horsemen, who use their shows to pull off heists. Now, Greenblatt has been on a bit of a roll because obviously she's emerged from being a sitcom star on the Disney Channel to feature as a young Ahsoka in Ahsoka. She was in Avengers Infinity War. She was also in Barbie, of course, as well. And she's got a role coming up in the new Borderlands movie where she's playing the famed game character Tina Tiny in that as well. So she's going from strength to strength.
And some more casting news. Riz Ahmed, great actor, of course, you know him from the likes of Sound of Metal and Nightcrawler. What's he doing next?
Yeah, he's going to work with Wes Anderson in his new feature, which is currently shooting in Berlin.
Well, that's interesting now, because Anderson has his favourites, hasn't he?
That's the thing.
Yes.
And he's always casting his favourites, and he's got the likes of Bill Murray and Benicio Del Toro, who are actually in the movie. But he's added a couple of new ones to the lineup.
I can see Riz Ahmed blending in nicely there, all right.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. And as I said, Michael Cera is joining the cast as well. Now, we don't have any sort of plot details. What we do know is that he's written the script with Roman Coppola and that the filming began in the autumn, but it obviously was pushed back when the strikes happened. And he wasn't there at the Oscars because he was filming, and he did pick up an Oscar for his short film this year.
That's
as
right,
well.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting casting. And you know, there's always anticipation around
indeed.
His movies when they're made and when they come out.
All right. You've news from the Sundance Film Festival for us.
Yeah, this is a curious one because I suppose after 40 years, the Sundance Film Festival might be leaving its signature home of Park City in Utah for its edition of the 2027 edition. Now, why is this happening? Well, I suppose the one of the things is that the move is tied to funding, as film festivals without substantial government funding are struggling to survive in an era with less corporate sponsorship. So what they've done right now is they've sort of put it out, reached out to the community. community that the process to potentially relocate the festival is underway. They've sort of asked other cities to make a submission, a request for information that you know, would they be interested okay. in hosting the festival? It could stay. The moves might happen that it might stay in place. But isn't it curious to think of something with such an iconic festival, and it's been so successful down through the years, that, you know, might be moving location. They do have an outlet of the festival that takes place in London, but I do think they'll be staying in the US. I mean, obviously with it, but the 2025 edition is scheduled to run from January 23rd to February 2nd. So we'll watch that one carefully as to what happens with the Sundance Film Festival.
All right, now we're coming to a book making it to the big screen. This is Richard Osman's novel, The Thursday Murder Club, a big hit for him. How's it looking in terms of hitting the big screen?
Well, it's finally kind of taken shape. Emblem got the rights to it, and there was sort of a big bidding war to get the rights. I think about 14 studios were trying to get it. So it's taken shape now, as you say, because filmmaker Chris Columbus is set to direct. And they're eyeing up Helen Mirren, Pierce Brosnan and Ben Kingsley for the roles in the movie. So the book was released in 2020. It tells the story of four friends in their 70s who live in a retirement community and solved cold cases for fun. So when a shady property developer is found dead, the four find themselves in the middle of their first live crime. There's been a number in the series as well of this books
very popular,
10 million copies of this one sold. All four books, of course, were on the New York Times bestseller. So I suppose what they're hoping for here, if that it goes well, you're going to have a series of movies that will come our way. So it sounds like good casting, but they do have their filmmaker, Chris Columbus, who, you know, is responsible for the likes of Home Alone and Harry Potter and to name but a few.
Yeah, good choice. Very good. What about a trailer watch for us?
Okay, so Netflix have released a full-length trailer for a film that did really, really well on the festival circuit, Richard Linklater's thriller comedy called Hitman, and it stars Glenn Powell.
No, I don't buy it.
What?
You're not a hitman. You can't be. I tried looking you up, but nothing. It's like you don't even exist.
I guess I'm just your fantasy.
So what's the biggest difference between the real you and your occupation?
By the way, my name is Gary Johnson and I'm a fake hitman.
Yes, that is Hitman. Tell us more, Garrett.
Well, the curious thing about this, on the surface, it kind of looks like a rom-com, but I actually believe from what I've read is there's a lot more going on with it, which would make sense, particularly when it got a great reaction at the autumn sort of film festivals. And a good filmmaker in Richard Linklater here, who adapted the screenplay with Powell, but this is based on a true crime article. The story follows a mild-mannered psychology professor who also posed as an undercover hitman for the New Orleans police. And when he breaks protocol to help a desperate woman trying to flee an abusive boyfriend, the character finds himself becoming one of his false personas, falling for the woman and flirting with turning into a criminal himself. So Netflix have set June 7th for the release, and they're going to do a limited theatrical release, and then it's going to obviously feature on the platform as well. So it's called Hitman.
That's Hitman. Let's come to new releases in our cinemas this weekend. Pretty good for the Irish this weekend. So let's start with All You Need Is Death from director Paul Dwan.
We think we know where we might find a singer who has a song. Previously uncollected, now not a variant, a primary source.
You've brought quite a bone to the table tonight. I just wonder if you know what to do with it.
We're just here for the music.
I know the song you want. It's not even in Irish. But whatever it is that came before Irish.
That is the voice of Alwyn Ferrari there in All You Need Is Death.
And Simone Collins and Charlie Maher also star in this. And it's about a young couple who collect rare folk ballads, and they discover the dark side of love when they record and translate an ancient taboo folk song from the deep forgotten past.
Yeah, interesting one too. The soundtrack is by Ian Lynch of Lancome fame. So that is All You Need in Death in cinemas this weekend. We also, a lot of Irish, as I say, this weekend, Garrett, the great Alicia Weir impressing everybody in Abigail.
Yeah, and an Irish writer behind this as well. So this is about a group of would-be criminals who kidnap a 12-year-old ballerina daughter of a powerful underworld figure. And all they have to do is collect 50 million ransom by watching her. But of course, it turns into something completely yes. different. We did feature the trailer a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Good cast.
Ballerina
in it as well.
Vampire is basically Alicia's role.
That's exactly.
She's looking great in it. Yeah, fair play to her. Okay, The Book of Clarence getting great reviews.
Yeah, Book of Clarence. I mean, this tells the story of a sort of scheming messiah figure during the time of Jesus. And basically, a down on his luck, Clarence is struggling to find a better life for his family while fighting to free himself of death. It's an interesting kind of take on all of this. Lickie Stanfield starring in it, David Oluwelo and James McAvoy, Benedict Cumberbatch in there as well. But yeah, interesting look
to this film.
And
Tom Von Lawler even in there. You see, the Irish are everywhere this weekend.
Everywhere.
It's great.
Everywhere. So yeah, that looks curious in terms of, I mean, I watched the trailer there and it looks, you know, kind of fascinating. So that's an interesting one to see. Yeah.
Okay, and two more to mention.
Yeah, we also have Jean de Barry, which is the life of Jean Bacou, who was born as an illegitimate daughter of an impoverished seamstress in 1743 and went to the rise through the court of Louis XV to become his last official mistress. So Maiwena and Johnny Depp starring in this one. And then The Sweet East, this is set in it's a picturesque journey through the cities and woods of the eastern seaboard of the U.S., undertaken by Lillian, a high school senior from South Carolina, and she gets her first glimpse of the wider world on a class trip to Washington, D.C. That's called The Sweet East.
Very good. What about a TV movie for us?
Okay, so I decided we'd head back to 1984. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to watch this film again. This is about a young man involved with the IRA. It turns us back on the paramilitary group after acting as a getaway driver following the murder of a policeman. He later then falls in love with an older widow, but he has to conceal his past when he realises her husband was the man whose killing he assisted. Helen Mirren, John Lynch, Donald McCann starring this. It
Great
features
cast,
music from Mark Knopfler, directed by Pat O'Connor. So Cal is on RTE2 tonight. It's on late now. It's on 11:25, but it's a curious one to return to, as I said, from 1984. So that's our pick this week.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.